The Sounds of Silence.
Think for a moment about your prayer life. Could it be that it is characterized by constant babbling? Might it be that even the chatter of your mind is deafening? Could it be that your shallow askings drowned out the sound of the very one whose voice you so long to hear? Have you ever considered how glorious the sounds of silence might be? If not, I encourage you to develop the discipline of listening for the voice of God. Three times God called out to Samuel, but Samuel did not recognize his voice. It was not until God spoke the fourth time that Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." The Bible never encourages us to stamp out the self like the Buddhists do. It does, however, exhort us to stamp out the selfishness. Genuine prayer is not found in our noisy askings and gettings. It is found in a growing relationship with the lover of our souls. All too often, we want God to move the fence posts, to enlarge our houses and lands. God wants something far better for us. He wants us to be still so that He can enlarge the territory of our hearts. He has sent us 66 love letters etched in heavenly handwriting, and the more we meditate upon those words, the clearer His voice will resonate in the sounds of our silence. I have learned more about prayer from my wife's example than anything I have ever read in a book. Just last night, Kathy shared an example of hearing God's voice in the sounds of silence. It was a letter that she had written to some friends who had lost their precious daughter. After pouring out her heart to the Lord, she fell silent in the comforting presence of her Heavenly Father. Sometime within the sounds of silence, she heard God speak. Kathy knew the words were not meant for her ears alone, and so she began to write. Last night, as I read those words, I recognized the unmistakable voice of the Master, and I knew that my wife had not merely snorkeled in shallow tide pools, but had plunged deeply into God's Word. Make no mistake about it, Kathy is no modern-day prophet. Instead, she had taken another step into the deep, the step of hiding God's Word in her heart. The more you meditate on Scripture, the clearer the voice of the Master within the sounds of silence.